This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Congress members have voted for legislation to tackle the country's housing crisis. But as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, they're supporting different bills.
The Senate passed its housing package to boost housing construction and lower costs, with both Colorado senators voting yes. But it differs from the House package, which all members of the delegation voted for, except for Representative Brittany Pedersen, who missed the fly-in day vote. The Senate package is more expansive, with more grant funding and regulations on institutional investors. But some House Republicans are still pushing for their slimmer package. The White House came out in support of the Senate bill, but President Trump has also made clear that his top priority this Congress is elections legislation, not housing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The city of Durango is asking residents to conserve water as the state experiences its lowest snowpack in more than 30 years. The city's water plant manager wants residents to limit watering their lawns to twice a week and postpone landscaping projects until the city is no longer in drought. The city says residents should check their toilets for leaks, as toilets alone account for daily a third of indoor water use. High winds and extreme fire weather continue today through tomorrow across the eastern plains and the foothills, with gusts ranging from 60 to 80 miles per hour. Xcel Energy is warning of likely power shutoffs tomorrow around 2 p.m. for some residents in Boulder and Jefferson counties. Outages could last through the weekend if equipment is damaged. A cold front will arrive Sunday, with temperatures dropping to the 20s. Winds will die down, and there's a chance for snow. This is CPR News.